99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox. What does every parent say when asked if they're hoping for a boy or a girl?
Just to be healthy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They say as long as it's healthy. But not every parent gets that blessing. Make-A-Wish, Connecticut. You know what Make-A-Wish is?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They grant wishes to kids who had or have some serious medical conditions. And the Connecticut branch reached out to us and asked us for our help with a very special boy named Seth. And before we even heard the story, we said, absolutely, count us in.
Of course.
I don't know what we're going to do or how we can help, but we're in.
Yes.
You're asking us, we're telling you yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Positively. Before they got to the end of the question,
right,
the answer was yes. So we want to learn a little bit about Seth right now, and his dad is on. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you? Tell
good,
us about
and you guys.
Good, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell us about Seth.
Well, Seth was born with a hypoplastic of the heart, left side, meaning only a left side of his heart was working, right side was no longer functioning. My wife found this out on her third month in on her ultrasound scan. And then from there on, we just went on with what we're going to deal with, the issues. And he was 5 days old, had to be emergency med back to Boston, and he got his surgery done. The first one, then his second one.
Wait. So he was 5 days old.
Yep.
And sent to Boston for emergency surgery.
Yep. Heart opening.
5 days.
Yep.
So would they rush him in an ambulance from here to Boston or in a helicopter?
Yes.
In an ambulance?
No, in an ambulance.
5 days old.
Wow.
Yep.
5 days old. So never left the hospital. So was born, hospital, 5 days old, rushed to Boston for surgery.
Yes, sir. And he proceeded through the first surgery. No, you know, went through well. And then it was just 3 months of in and out, in and out of different issues that we're having. He ended up having a trach put in because of his vocal cord paralyzes.
How did
what
that happen?
During the surgery, they nicked one of his cords, which is common because they're so small.
Mm. 5 days.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And they put a trach in, which me and my wife were hesitant, but we had to do what we had to do for best for the child. And luckily, my wife, being a nurse, knew, understood everything about the situation of what we're going to be going through. So that helped me a lot. And the nurse, the trach, he had that put in. Everything was going good. Came home. And then we had to go back for another surgery where he coded like 2 or 3 times as we were on our way to Boston to be there for the surgery. Because they took him out of Yale that night, brought him back to Boston.
How old was he at this point?
He was 3 to 4 months.
3 to 4 months old, going in for a second surgery and coding.
Yep.
Well, you're on the way there now. Are you on the phone? Are you hearing about this? Or
yeah, they're calling us through the Bluetooth, giving us updates, and they're telling us all this like situation where he was coding, which was the most terrifying moment for me as we're driving there. And my wife, you know, what can we do? There's physically, it was hard for us to deal with it, but we kept driving. We got there, and as we arrived, they gave us another update in that he was again surgery to go through to be put on a machine, which is a good thing. And as we got there, within a half hour, he was on that machine, and the surgeon was doing his surgery, and then we got the call back that everything was great.
Wow. It's a miracle that you made it.
Seriously.
Yes.
You were able to finish that drive off.
Yes.
Because that has to be just you know, you don't want to think the worst. But when you hear your baby's coding in the hospital.
Because he was forming blood clots.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happened next?
And then he came through. My wife stayed in Boston with him for a long period of time before he even got home.
Like, weeks or?
Months.
Wow.
Months.
That is long.
Yeah, he was hospitalized for almost 8 months of his life in the beginning.
Wow.
And then he, we got him back to Yale, and we were doing our training, staying overnight, getting a trach training, trying to get nurses situation, assistant nursing situation at the house, setting up the house for staff. And then we brought him home, and which was a great feeling to bring him home. And then, you know, we just had issues of trying to get nurses at the house because of the time frame, the busyness. And so me and my wife were work. As I was working, my wife had to leave work, take a leave of absence. And we were just rotating hours, like night through the night, staying up with them and going through all the procedures. Then my wife's mother-in-law came, which was a tremendous help. So she was helping us out in between with everything too. So,
and
then,
Ahead. Sorry.
And then we had a CrossFit benefit for Seth, which, you know, was just to help him out, you know, get some money going to help out with everything that we had. And I had a heart attack during that situation.
What?
Yeah, I had a heart attack during Seth's benefit. Right after, an hour after the workout, I dropped, brought me to Mid-State. Mid-State brought me to Yale. They put in stents into me.
But you're a healthy guy, right?
Yes. Health background. It runs in the family, cholesterol plaques.
Oh. I was going to ask you if the stress of all this.
I would think the stress, yeah.
It's a combination of everything.
I have to believe part of it is that.
Yeah, it didn't help.
No, it didn't.
Wow. And you survived. Wow. Your wife's a tough lady.
Go ahead.
She's been through some stuff.
My wife is phenomenal. And I always say, if it wasn't for her, Seth and I wouldn't be where we're at right now.
Yeah. And you have two other kids.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
So it's not just, okay, our lives are to take care of this baby. There's a whole family unit going on. That they all need attention and things.
Yes.
How old is Seth now?
Seth is now going to be 5 on February 4th. He's 4 right now.
Awesome.
Atta boy.
Oh, man. That's great.
And he's incredible.
And how is he?
He's doing phenomenal. Like, you see him, you would never know that anything's wrong with him.
Really?
Until he lifts up his shirt, then you see his scars and his little hole where his trach was. The kid that went from never having a voice to eating was eating at 6 months, because that's due to my wife, who, it was just incredible the changes that he did. Doctors still in Boston are astonished with his vocal cords. Like, how is he doing it? So it's pretty cool.
Wow. When you're making Boston doctors say, wow, how is he doing it?
Right.
Of course, they say, wow, how is he doing it?
How's he doing it?
Doing it.
How's he doing
Hopkins.
It?
Wow, that's tremendous. That's great. So,
but like I said, from those point on, it wasn't for my wife that he would not be where he's at now. I know that for a fact. She just pushed him. She knew what she knew better, you know?
Yeah.
Mother instinct, I guess.
Absolutely.
What is Seth's wish?
Seth's wish was he loves water, he loves camping, and he loves traveling.
Water, camping, traveling.
Right.
Water, and to be with his brothers and his family.
Right, of course. Camping, bonding.
Traveling. All right, very good. I have Kim from Make-A-Wish on, and they do really all the work.
They do, yes.
So, which is great.
Thank
for
God.
Us, because you don't want us planning.
No, trust me on this.
This wish.
Yeah, no.
All right.
It'll be disastrous.
I give AJ some tasks, and I think, 7:20, you'll be fine tomorrow morning. How can he screw this one up?
Oh, I find a way.
Yeah. So, you're in good hands with Make-A-Wish Connecticut.
Yes.
And we're going to figure out what we can do.
Not to screw it up.
To ask the tribe to help us. And hopefully we can raise some money for this wish. And we hope that whatever it costs, we can do that for you. And thanks for sharing the story here.
Yes, thank you.
Really.
Thank you guys for taking the time for everything too, you know.
Oh, our pleasure.
It's just great to hear you laugh, man, after everything you just told us.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, it's like I said, I'm an easygoing, humored guy. But it was just, you know, you just got to keep it. My wife said the same thing. How do you? I said, just one day at a time. So what can we do?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And, it, you know, like I said, my wife went through a lot more because she was with it from day one all the way through. I had to travel back and forth, which, you know, because I got two other kids and the babysitting situation. So it was a lot of work between both of us.
Yeah. It's an amazing story.
It is.
And we're proud to be part of the good part, which is the wish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That part.
So this is how we could all be part of the good part. So thank you, Seth. I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm sorry,
thank you guys
Jay.
So much.
All right.
No problem. Thank you so much. Have a great day, you guys.
Thank you, Jay.
Wow, what a story.
Wow.
Let's talk to Kim from Make-A-Wish. Hey, Kim.
Good morning.
What a story.
That was great. What a story, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I've had the pleasure of meeting Seth, and he is adorable and funny, and that voice is great to hear.
Really? Yeah, because there was
a time
where they thought he'd never talk.
Yeah. Man.
Exactly.
What is the wish that you'd like to put together for Seth?
So when we meet a family, we sit with them and we really try to figure out what that one true wish is. And we go through and ask a series of questions to really get to that wish. Some kids know immediately what they want that wish to be. As you can imagine, a four-year-old like Seth, that's a big question. What is a wish? So what we did is we asked a lot of questions, and what come out of those conversations and mom and dad agree that this is Seth's wish is we're going to get them a drivable RV. It's going to be big enough for Seth, his two brothers, his parents, and his grandparents are going to go along on the trip.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And what they'd like to do is right now we have some limitations due to COVID. Travel wishes are on hold, but what we are allowed to do is a wish like this. So they can travel up to 1,000 miles from their home. And right now we're working with them on what that itinerary looks like. I believe they want to go to some beaches, so likely they're going to go south. And what we'll do is we'll help them build that itinerary. We will take care of everything, the rental of the RV, the gas, all of the food for everybody, any places that they want to go along the way, any entrance fees. We'll stock the RV with fishing poles if they're into fishing, board games. Like you said, they're actually not going to have to think of anything. We have a whole team that is just going to hand them an itinerary based on what they want to do. And they get to just wake up in the morning and say, this is what we're doing today.
Cool.
They don't have to think about it.
What do you think would be a good number for us to set a goal to raise this week to have this wish for Seth and his family happen?
So the average cost of a wish in Connecticut is $10,000. So when we talk about wishes, that's what they cost. And that's not possible without people like you, the Chaz and AJ show, your listeners, volunteers, community partners. And that's what we're hoping to do with you, is that we can go out there and raise this money to make Seth's wish come true this summer.
Wowie. $10,000. That sounds like a doable number.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to figure out how to do it. So Seth likes water and so the wish is all put together, but is there anything else that we're missing here that he likes that we don't? No, we're trying to come up with a way we could tie into.
Well, I know Seth loves to eat. Some of his favorites.
We like to eat.
Wow.
He's our people then.
We'll eat for him.
Since he couldn't eat in the beginning, he loves to eat. He's got some favorite places he goes to in Brantford. I've been told pizza at Subway is one of his favorite foods. I've actually never had that myself.
Oh, wow.
And he loves Godzilla. I went to Seth's house last week and he never put down Godzilla. I'm going to be careful to make sure I don't set anything off in my house, but he constantly asks Alexa to play the Godzilla song.
Which
I think my Alexa may just have
that's
gone off.
Great.
Enjoy awesome. That, listeners at home.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
What
so
the hell
if everybody
happen?
Is listening to that now.
Right. Okay. So part two will be tomorrow. We'll figure out what we can do to tie into Seth and Brantford and Godzilla and an RV and a wish and $10,000, which we need to, we'll do our best to come up with
yes.
this week. So, All right, this is great.
We can't thank you enough. We're very excited to have the Chaz and AJ show and your listeners get involved in Make-A-Wish. You're making a huge difference, so thank you.
It's our honor. Thanks for doing the work every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easy for us to just say, here you go. But you guys do all the work, and what a story Seth has. So, all right, yeah. Thank you, Kim. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.